This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. CPN Maoist Center directs its MPs to attend vote of confidence session in Parliament called by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. CPN UML whips its parliamentarians to oppose Prime Minister's confidence vote. Nepal's gross foreign exchange reserves surged by 27.8% to 1.96 trillion rupees as of mid-June this year. An Israeli airstrike kills 29 people at Gaza camp who displaced people. Now the news in detail. The CPN Maoist Center has instructed its MPs to attend the House of Representatives meeting on Friday, where Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda will seek a vote of confidence. During the parliamentary party meeting held today at Simhadarbar, the CPN Maoist Center decided to reach out to all political parties and independent parliamentarians represented in the parliament, urging them to support Prime Minister Dahal's vote of confidence. Hitraj Pandey, the chief whip of the Maoist Center, stated that the meeting also directed parliamentarians to actively participate in the rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts for those affected by rain-induced disasters across the country. Meanwhile, the CPN UML has issued a whip to all its members in the House of Representatives, directing them to vote against Prime Minister Dahal's vote of confidence scheduled for Friday. Mahesh Kumar Bartola, the party chief whip, issued the directive emphasizing mandatory attendance for parliamentarians during the session. The Prime Minister opted for a confidence vote after the CPN UML, a key coalition partner, withdrew its support for the government following a recent agreement with the Nepali Congress to form a new government. CPN UML chair KP Sharma Oli has claimed that no agreement has been reached between the CPN UML and the Nepali Congress to form a commission to proceed ahead with the constitution amendment. Speaking at the party secretariat meeting today, the UML chair claimed that there was no agreement between the parties to amend the constitution, specifying the articles and the issues to be revised. The UML chair expressed his concerns over the spread of propaganda that the UML and the Nepali Congress are attempting to harm the constitution and the constitutional system. He, however, stated that the constitution is amendable as per the need of the time, calling it a dynamic document. Leader Oli added that the political equation between the CPN UML and the Nepali Congress was for promoting political stability and the development in the country. Meanwhile, a secretariat meeting of the CPN UML has instructed the 11 district committees to hold their convention by coming mid-November. Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gyawale shared that the secretariat meeting held today at the party's central office at Chasal in Lalitpur decided to instruct the district committees to complete the convention in 11 districts by the end of mid-November this year. The gross foreign exchange reserves of the country have increased by 27.8% to 1.96 trillion rupees as of mid-June this year, from 1.54 trillion rupees in mid-July last year. According to data revealed in the current Microeconomic and Financial Situation Report by the Nepal Rashtra Bank, based on 11 months of the current fiscal year, in US dollar terms, the gross foreign exchange reserves rose by 25.7% to $14.72 billion in mid-June from $11.71 billion in mid-July last year. Additionally, remittance inflows grew by 19.3% to 1.32 trillion rupees in the review period, compared to a 22.7% increase in the same period of the previous year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiya, mutton khana 200 rupiya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
Star 14-15 #dial gun host
Nepal Telecom Rashtra Ko Sanchar.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 29 Palestinians have been killed and dozens wounded in an Israeli airstrike on a tent camp for displaced people outside a school in southern Gaza. The BBC has quoted Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry as saying Tuesday's strike hit next to the gate of Al-Wada school in the town of Abasan al-Kabira, which lies east of the city of Khan Yunis. However, the Israeli military claimed that it had used precise munition to target a terrorist from Hamas military wing who had taken part in the 7 October attack on Israel. It also said it was looking into the reports that civilians were harmed adjacent to the school. The strike was condemned by the European Union and Germany. Russia has promised an early release of all Indian citizens fighting in its army. The announcement came at the end of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Moscow, during which he raised the issue with President Vladimir Putin. According to the BBC on Tuesday, Indian Foreign Secretary Vinay Quadra said at a press briefing that leader Modi had strongly raised the issue of early discharge of Indians who had been misled into the service of the Russian army. Mr. Quadra said that there were about 35 to 50 Indians in the Russian forces, of whom 10 had already been brought home. He added that the two countries would now work to bring back the remaining men. Delhi has been seeking the release of Indians who say they were lured to Russia on the promise of non-combat jobs in the army, but were later forced into active combat in Ukraine. At least 4 Indians have been killed in the fighting so far. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged to provide Ukraine with 5 new strategic air defense systems to counter Russian attacks in a forceful speech welcoming NATO leaders to Washington, D.C. In brief but strongly delivered remarks at the opening of the summit, the U.S. president declared the military alliance more powerful than ever as it faced a pivotal moment in the war between Russia and Ukraine. The BBC quoted leader Biden as saying the U.S. would partner with Germany, Italy, the Netherlands and Romania to donate Patriot missile batteries and other systems to aid Ukraine amid growing civilian casualties in the conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has spent months pleading with his Western allies to step up supplies of air defenses. Now, this is the forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi province, Madhes province and Gandaki province. And very heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places of Koshi province. With this, we have almost completed the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN Maoist Center directs its MPs to attend vote of confidence session in Parliament called by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. CPN UML whips its parliamentarians to oppose Prime Minister's vote of confidence. Nepal's gross foreign exchange reserves surged by 27.8% to 1.96 trillion rupees as of mid-June this year. An Israeli airstrike kills 29 people at Gaza camp for displaced people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.